Right,
try taking your haircut out of the 90s, pal.
Justin Hollingsworth.
For bouncing the ball too much, fucker.
Bouncing the ball too much.
Yeah.
For having the cash in his pocket for the whole time. Yeah.
For essentially what is, yeah, like you said, people smuggling. It was brought to my attention, Justin told me that a couple of days before we came on tour, he went on a date with a young lady.
Wow.
And
Ready.
Legal. Just say that Justin has an excellent grip of a cricket ball.
Volleyball.
Any more for Justin? We'll open it to the floor for Justin.
What about the stumps?
Man of the series.
He knocked all three stumps out of the cricket bat.
Oh, yeah,
man.
Same
ground.
Same ground. Too aggressive. Far
too
aggressive.
Yeah,
Justin.
Great use of arrow. No, hold on. You misunderstand me. He hit the stumps rather than for crash.
It's an excellent point. Justin, in terms of, you know, failing to learn by the fine example I've set, is probably the most sporting player on the circuit. And we'll accept just that you're possibly, at the moment, on form, probably the best bowler in the world.
£50!
Which is an incredible achievement and an amazing asset to have in the team. £20, please. On the plus side, you think you've got off. Me.
On fingering.
So it's open to everyone and anyone.
But having a photographer come just to take photos of
Dan. Oh, big fight!
Fair enough, it's fair enough. In fairness, who else for the Jewish Chronicle got a photo?
And for demanding that they airbrush every outside of it.
Okay, Ross.
I may have requested to the photographer that I look excellent with anything in summer colours.
But looking like Egon Spangler in
the program. That is
For looking smouldering and into the future in your Jewish Chronicle pictures.
Smouldering temperature.
Oh, I'm paraphrasing here, Dan, but saying to BBC Southeast News, it's massive, I'm so excited, I just need to get on top of it. for using your bat like a 7-iron on the Oval outfield.
Yeah. the groundsman genuinely came up and said, are you going to play like that on the pitch? And like, well, obviously not, man, bang a 10.
I've got another one. Not bowling an over this series.
Oh! Yeah.
Maintaining your average.
Exactly. It's one of those things that, you know, when you've played as long as I have, for nearly 9.5 years, you realise which wickets suit you and which don't.
Taking
it from behind, indeed.
Taking it from behind.
Taking
a catch.
I think increased fine for going, Pager, left, no, right!
I mean, right! Sorry.
Sorry.
The other left.
I did realise as well today that I was screaming at Hoss, who was stood at third man, to go right, but realised I had just what I screamed. Third man. I'm wondering why he wasn't fucking moving. I'll find myself £30.
Very, very.
On to the staff.
Big fines.
We're being staff.
For getting bigger.
Easy has
it.
Ollie.
Ollie.
Nice to see you.
Great
to see you, Ollie. Great to see you. Glad you make it.
Okay.
You can reduce your fine with your change of direction and sprint.
Spiders.
Fucking off halfway through the series. Being a fussy eater.
Yeah.
Designing a shit warm up.
Oh, no, that's right.
Excessive use of Tinder.
Yeah. It's helping you out. We didn't find Justin for matching with a 77-year-old.
Dad will not go
It did reach the stage where Ollie was hosting some sort of Tinder clinic for a younger emphasize the word clinic for the younger members of the team.
I'm helping Justin out, he's quite young, so I think he's
got a few
boys
out. Yeah, but he managed to send him to
Without wanting to be paraphrased, he fingered a girl before you got anywhere near him. being your first series.
Thank you.
And sharing a Pimm's with Gary on the coach. We also
another one.
Triple fine.
Sharing a bed with Mike.
Oh yeah.
Hassan, anyone would be lucky to.
Hassan, what do you think goes on? What image have you got of management? How do you think they spend their downtime? Hassan, that's an excellent point. Hassan, that is an excellent point that you made there. Oh. Hassan makes an interesting, if not stimulating, point.
Oh yeah, you are stimulating.
£20.
Ooh. We got a fly.
Here you go, mate. Here you go. Catch it.
Sure. Thanks, Ollie.
Yeah.
Right, Mike.
Oh, you're making me piss every morning.
I don't know what they could say.
Right, first of all,
for saying that.
First of all, Mike, the undoubted improvements in performance and sustained performance in this team has proven down to not just your work on this series, but your hard work in ingraining a lot of very good habits into the team, which takes a lot of hard work and patience. So here's 20 natties.
This will just soak in, I can't collect
it. Oh yeah, and it's a fish. There is a genuinely real possibility, because me and Nate have filled some up with double vodka and apple juice, and some with piss.
We're not sure which are which.
So
I think that's
okay. Being obsessed with piss. let's be honest, mate, you've piled it on over there. Fat fuck.
Play Waterboy.
Waterboy. Constantly being some sort of weird fetishized feeder with the amount of snacks you're pushing there.
You can play when there's no food, and you can play when there is.
Sounds like a challenge.
I've got another one.
Mike, with the feeding and the piss and the chubby chasing and
for sounding like a cleaner.
What?
There's a cleaner who turned up to my room, and I thought it was Mike doing a high voice until she rustled her bin bag. I thought, fuck.
I think that's more your fault.
Hassan,
that's fine for you. Surely it's a cleaner sounding like me.
Hassan, at this stage, had you already said the word "fuck off, Mike"?
No, I was just laughing.
Excellent. Well, Hassan, it's an insight into the warped, seedy world that you live in. But yeah, all things considered, Mike, with the fat stuff and the wee stuff and all that, you clearly are some kind of weird closeted pervert. And it was your first series, but Mike, how much did you pay for the beers yesterday?
Oh, that's
being touched. I paid grand total of £12 for 60 cans.
Oh wow.
I drink that, mate.
No fines.
Cheers.
Yeah. Mike, you'll find £12.
Dan, if he drinks this one without sniffing it.
I'll take the 12 pounds.
No, come on.
Just Nate was wearing white. Out.
Is that you in there?
I'll go first.
Mike, you must be able to tell what I can't.
Just by colour alone, you've got to decide if you want to drink it or not.
No, I'm fine.
Nate, for failing to get Mike to buy into that, can you down that, please?
Oh, fucking hell, it's
coming.